Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Nancy Deneen, and today our guests are violinist Ara Sarkissian and pianist Yaru Chong. They're on faculty at Interlochen Center for the Arts, and I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
You have a performance coming up. It's Tuesday night, that's the 25th, in the Dendrinos Chapel Recital Hall, and it's an all-Beethoven program in this big Beethoven year celebrating. He was born 250 years ago. I wonder if you would let folks listening know about the piece you've brought to the studio today for sharing.
Yeah, sure. So the concert is the three sonatas all under Opus 12 that he wrote all at the same time, around 1798, I believe. And so what we came to Studio A with was the first movement, and it's really a happy-go-lucky first movement, and it's really quite fascinating what he kind of, how he starts off writing the genre of chamber music for violin and piano. This is the first opus where he introduces chamber music for these two instruments. So we wanted to bring that to the spotlight, mostly because when people think about Beethoven sonatas for violin and piano, two come to mind. It's the Spring Sonata and the Kreutzer Sonata. And he wrote 10, and of the 10, 9 of them really were written about just about in the same amount of time. He went through this hugely productive period of writing chamber music. And so we thought that we would kick off a tribute, if you will, of Beethoven's, I guess it would be his quarter millennia celebration. Is that right?
That makes it sound even right. More momentous.
Right. I mean, it's really pretty amazing. When Yaru and I were talking about what to play, we just figured we'd start at the beginning.
When you were warming up and playing through for a sound check here in the studio, I got to be a fly on the wall, and I really enjoyed that. But I noticed the two of you communicate so well, but there's very little talking.
For me, we discuss about the phrasing when we're rehearsing, and then also about the breathing for us to understand the tempo and how long you want to hold the phrase. Yeah, we did rehearse a lot to discover details about this music and try to find a balance between our ideas.
But I gotta say, so much of that is made simple when you get to work with such a wonderful pianist as Yaru. You know, a lot of times we can go through rehearsals with very little talking because she's so wonderful at picking up and listening. And she's really, that's really been a blessing here on campus and for our students as well.
Now we'll hear Yaru Chong and Ara Sarkissian with the first movement of Beethoven's Sonata for Violin and Piano, Opus 12, Number 1. Thank you. That was the first movement, Allegro con brio, from the Sonata for Violin and Piano, Opus 12, Number 1, by Beethoven. And it was performed by Ara Sarkissian and Yaru Chong here in Studio A at IPR. When you're preparing a performance with your colleagues, as opposed to teaching a lesson or performing with a student, do those spaces ever intersect in your mind? Do they interfere with one another? Or are you able to totally separate it?
For me, my job is collaborative pianist. So I used to playing a lot for student instrumental and also vocal music. But for me, I think it's really wonderful to work with my wonderful colleague because I also get inspired by his opinion about the music. And it kind of just changed my mood in different work situations. So I really enjoy this process, yeah.
I would say that teaching helps just sort of preparing your own ideas, preparing like in a practice room. Being a good teacher enables you to sort of like listen to yourself and make sure that you're, you know, doing what you're, you know, preaching to the students. But in performance, I find that I've got to really turn off that part of my brain because it sort of distracts me from trying to be artistically motivated and trying to like really give a performance to my best ability. If I'm caught trying to decipher, you know, was that note a little bit like not exactly as I wanted it, or was that not together, or those kinds of thoughts really kind of get in the way of a good performance, I find. So it is difficult to balance the two, you know, working full-time, teaching full-time, and then getting up on stage. I can't say that I've got it completely figured out either, but there's plenty of overlap. And there's also, I think, space for, you know, one side of the brain just to turn off and allow the other, the performance side of the brain, to have its moment for the day.
And that moment is Tuesday the 25th at 8:30 p.m. in the Dendrinos Chapel. Yaru and Ara will be performing an all Beethoven program. So you've picked all of Opus 12?
Yeah, yes. He wrote the three sonatas, Opus 12, all at the same time, pretty much. And they're not often played, so we're very excited to be bringing them out into the spotlight.
Thank you both so much for being here today. Yaru Chong and Ara Sarkissian are performing an all Beethoven program this Tuesday. The concert is at 8:30. That's 8:30 p.m. in the Dendrinos Chapel at Interlaken. 8:30 it is, this Tuesday, and admission is free. In Studio A with Ara Sarkissian and Yaru Chong was engineered by Brock Moorman. Music director of Classical IPR is Amanda Sewell, and I'm Nancy Deneen. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.